Congressional investigators are asking if the biggest U.S. intelligence agency may have missed a cryptic warning of the September 11th terrorist attacks. The National Security Agency intercepted at least one conversation on September 10th that appeared to forecast an attack the next day, but officials say they did not translate the message until the 12th. NPR's Steve Inskeep covers national security. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Problems at the CIA and FBI are well known now. How does the National Security Agency fit in?
The NSA, Bob, collects more intelligence than those other two agencies put together. It intercepts communications, phone calls, and other communications all around the world, both itself and in connection with U.S. allies, some of whom are able to tap their own telephones and so forth. And sources say that, in fact, there were messages on September 10th which appeared to forecast an attack, but they were in Arabic and were not translated until September 12th. CNN first reported some exact wording of these matches, of these messages, that there was a description of a big match or zero hour coming tomorrow, but officials did not get that kind of vague warning until it was too late.
What could the agency have done with that warning?
Some intelligence officials say they couldn't have done anything. It certainly was a vague warning. It said the attack was going to come September 11th, but not where in the world or what kind of attack. And intelligence officials say they get this kind of warning all the time. In fact, it is suspected that terrorist organizations may use disinformation, that they may from time to time deliberately warn of attacks that aren't even planned. At the same time, congressional investigators are asking if this would be one of many, many, many clues that the agencies had that they might have been able to put together had they been a little bit more fortunate, a little bit better at analyzing things, and a little bit better at sharing information.
Congress has been questioning the National Security Agency director about that in private. What about public hearings?
They may be delayed, Bob. They were scheduled to begin as early as next week, but now officials are saying it is likely that those hearings may have to be put off for a number of reasons. First off, this is a massive investigation going back years, and congressional staff investigators have hundreds of thousands of pages of documents to go through. There's too much information to get through in a short period of time. The other problem is that there have been some partisan questions here, Bob, about how to interpret that information. How do you interpret history? The very first witness who was brought out is Richard Clark, who was a senior counterterrorism official in the Bush administration last week. And sources say that Clark, as he reviewed the history of the fight against Osama bin Laden, began talking about some actions by President Bill Clinton, some orders that he had signed authorizing covert action. And there was a disagreement between Democrats and Republicans over how to interpret that, how much, if at all, to blame Bill Clinton for what has happened since. And that may have caused some delays. And there have been other disagreements as well over how to interpret this huge, huge history.
And they had to evacuate the White House last night.
In the midst of all this, yes, the White House was briefly cleared out. We're told that there was a small Cessna plane that flew off course. The pilot was trying to avoid some fog. No problem, really. There's no suspect here. But it does show both the high security that remains in Washington and also the tension that continues here.
NPR's Steve Inskeep.